بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث العاشر عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: بينما رجل يمشي بطريق اشتد عليه العطش، إلى آخر الحديث. We are still in this chapter that there are many ways of doing good deeds, and in fact they are all very easy to do all those good deeds, and the rewards are very great by Allah Ta'ala. The tenth hadith that is under discussion is the hadith that a person who was traveling and he became thirsty, he went down in a well to drink water. When he came out, he found a dog that was also very thirsty. So he went down again and he brought water up in his leather socks with great difficulty, and he gave it to the dog. Allah was so pleased that Allah forgave him. Another instance is also mentioned of a evil woman, and she also was feeling thirsty. She also drank water, and she saw a dog was thirsty. She gave the dog water, and on that all her evil also Allah had forgiven her and granted her Jannah. From there we learn many points. A further point that we discussed yesterday also, that is generally, there were particular instances, but to provide water to people is an exceedingly noble action in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. And with regard to this, like we make at Qurbani time, we make on behalf of our marhumin Qurbani. And hopefully we make tilawat of Quran Sharif, and we pass the sawab also to our marhumin. Similarly, we should make nafal namazes also, and that sawab also pass it to our marhumin. Also, another great act is to have water arrangements made for people. Throughout Africa, Asia, there is great, great need of boreholes to be dug. And there are various organizations that have these boreholes dug. So for ourselves also, isari sawab of our parents, for example. For anyone else, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So many people we can make niyat and have a borehole dug. And the people who get that water, many places they are in great difficulty. They have to walk kilometers and kilometers and bring water. And then use it very, very sparingly. So if we can arrange water for people like that, it will be a great, great act of ibadat and sawab for us also, and the people will be relieved so greatly. So that is also a thing, especially those who have the means and those who are eager to try and make their treasures for akhirat and storage for akhirat, they should look into that. So much so, it comes in the hadith that, for example, when we are sitting and eating and somebody wants water and we give him a glass of water which was easily available, no difficulty, but for that also there is great reward, like freeing a slave. And if we give water to somebody where water is to come by with difficulty, water is not easily available there, and we give somebody water there, the reward of it is like bringing a dead person back to life. So much reward there is. So this is a great opportunity of doing great good deeds also. Also, this is mentioned in the hadith that there are those actions that perpetuate even after we die. The sawab carries on. Amongst them is also that we have a borehole dug, we have a water pump put up someplace, and as long as the people are getting water from there, we might die, we are in our qabr, but people are benefiting, all that sawab is coming to us. And the sawab for giving water, which is an easy commodity, but it is a very basic, very necessary commodity. We take it for granted, we just open our taps and water just flows. But people who live in areas where water is difficult to come by, there those people appreciate it. So this is also a great avenue of doing great good deeds. And in all other forms also, yeah, also, for example, when there is like a jalsa, a gathering, there are many people who arrange the water for everyone, and they give out water freely. That is also a great act of piety and great act of reward. to have, for example, a step put outside our house and let anyone use it freely. But of course, with the provision, unfortunately, these things get abused also a lot. But if it is not abused, that is also a great act of ibadat, that we give water to people. So in any, whichever form we can, and as we're at the moment under discussion, water is a thing by which we can gain great, great rewards from Allah Ta'ala. And also another point, Allah Ta'ala is merciful to all His creation, even animals. Good deeds that are done for animals also. Arranging water for the animals also is a very great act. If we have, for example, a stray cat that is frequenting our house, and we make arrangements for that cat, the water, that is also an act of great ibadah. And any other animal also, not only water, any good that we do to an animal, the reward is very, very good. And of course, animals can't speak, we don't know their language, and we don't know what plight they are going through. But if a person makes see that any animal is having difficulty, and we help that animal, there are great rewards for that also. It is said of Zunnun Misri rahmatullah alayh, was a great wali of Allah in Egypt. Once he was sitting at the river Nile, and he saw that a scorpion is going in the water and is going to be drowned. So he saved it, he pulled it out. But the scorpion by its nature, it bites a person. And it the pain that comes. So, and few times he did this. So his khadim, who was with him, told him, Hazrat, when the scorpion is biting you, why are you saving it? He says, I learned a great lesson from it. It doesn't give up its habit, a bad habit. So why must I give up my good habit of saving it? Its habit is to do harm, to harm a person. So I learned that lesson that it keeps on doing its bad habit. So I must do my good habit of saving. So to save even an animal like that, anything is also great, great reward by Allah Ta'ala. The fact that Allah Ta'ala forgives major sins due to minor acts of goodness displays His grace and magnanimity. That Allah Ta'ala, though they were major, major sins, and a small act of goodness, and on that Allah forgave all the sins. This shows how kind and how merciful Allah Ta'ala is, and that nobody must ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, one very important point to note, as the Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentions it. He says that when we hear these instances, then perhaps we get the false idea that we can make gunas as much as we want to. We'll do one such good deed and Allah will forgive all our gunas. That is the wrong attitude. That is totally up to Allah, who He wants to forgive, and for what He wants to forgive, whom He wants to forgive. It doesn't mean that this gives a person the license to commit gunas, and I'll do one such good act, I will give a dog water to drink, I will give a cat water to drink, and all my sins will be forgiven. No, that depends totally on Allah, who He wants to forgive. The normal rule by Allah Ta'ala is that the good that we have done and the bad that we have done will be weighed, and whatever is more according to that decision will be made. So we mustn't be under the false notion that we can just commit gunas recklessly and we just do some good deed and on that Allah is going to forgive us. If Allah wants to, Allah forgives even without doing that good deed. It is all up to Allah. For us it is that we must see the normal rule of Allah and we must do all that we are supposed to do. Stay away from all that we are supposed to stay away from, and wherever, whatever good we can do, we must not hold back, not hesitate. Do that good. We don't know how much it can help us. May Allah give us all tawfiq.